Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
Rod is a trance channel, which means his consciousness is entirely gone, and the being who's most appropriate for today's callers and listeners, that's all of you, will come through. It's your energy that chooses who comes. And it's way over 100 so far, which is very awesome. We get no advance notice, so it's a lovely surprise for us as well. And we'd like to ask that you limit yourself to either 3 questions or 5 minutes, okay, max, because we're getting more and more callers, and we want everybody to have a chance to get their questions in, okay? So let me give you some phone numbers. If you're on a listen-only line and you want to ask a question, which we would adore to have you do, the toll-free number is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And the alternate number is 323-744-4831. That's 323-744-4831. So, here we go.
Hello, dear ones.
Welcome.
My name is Saint Germain.
Oh, my gosh, Saint Germain. Thank you so much. Welcome.
My pleasure.
We're delighted to have you here. It's my understanding that you are truly instrumental in one of the beings from the other side to us, your side, who's helping with all the beautiful changes that are going on right now in banking, politics, government, and so forth.
I have the pleasure of being one of those who assists in that way.
A big assist, I think. Can you share with us anything that's pertinent that our listeners should hear at this time?
I would just like to say, in regards to manifesting that which you want, which is different from that which you're living at the moment, first, be in appreciation for that which you have now. You need to start there.
Okay.
That is key. I can't tell you how key that is. And then be grateful for that which you have asked for being here already. You may not have seen a tiny sign of it, but be grateful for it being here now.
Yes, that's really an important part, as I understand it, of acknowledging the now. And that it's not stuff coming. It's here now, whether we can see it with our physical eyes or not.
Correct.
Good. Good, good. Wonderful. Thank you. Can you bring us up to date on the global banking situation?
That is 83% done.
Whoa.
I mean, it is coming down really smoothly, and it's lovely for humanity.
Oh, that's very exciting. Okay, so that 83% is up from just even a month ago, right?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, that's very exciting. So that means that the arrests and the cleanup that's being done by the ICC teams and Dunford's teams is really moving forward? Both moving forward?
Indeed.
Can you elaborate at all on that?
Just know that it's being taken care of.
Okay.
Know that.
Okay.
Because it is.
Because it is. Yes, I get that. Okay, Barbara, welcome.
Hello, yes, dear one.
Saint Germain, I have no questions tonight, just to say good evening and much light and love to all. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Barbara. Okay, so I presume that the inauguration is going forward as planned because the date is really close now.
Possibly.
Possibly. So there still might be a change.
Yes. Or okay. an embellishment.
Embellishment. Now, that's an interesting word. Now you've got me curious. Yes.
So allow that.
Okay. All right. Embellishment could means addition of goodies to me.
It could mean upgrade.
Yes.
Yes, it could mean many things.
Anything, but it would be positive.
Yes, extremely positive.
Okay. That's exciting. All right. I had the privilege of attending inauguration in Washington, D.C. many years ago, and it was, I'm sure now it's way over the top. It was over the top then. All the parties and all the fancy clothes and all the excitement. I imagine now it's 10 times that.
Yes, a bit more.
Yes, okay. Okay, well, we have Carol. Welcome, Carol.
Thank you very Hello. Much. Hello, Mary, Rod, and St. Germain. We are going to have an ice storm here in central Kansas. Do you see us being without power for some time?
Not nearly as long as you are imagining, dear one.
Okay. And also, I'm working with a healer named Cindy Carter, and she's really an incredible healer. And she tells me that I'm releasing, there's a conduit in your right hip that releases pain. And I am to talk to that right hip to calm it down, and that will help me tremendously. Do you see that as being valid?
Yes, you need to love it.
Yes.
You need to love that hip.
Yes. Am I doing that? Am I loving that hip? I've been talking to it quite a bit. And
yes. Yes.
Okay.
And some warm oil would help.
Yeah, I put some peppermint oil on it and a warm cloth on it, kind of.
And that is a really good thing.
Okay, but I also sweat all the time, sweat all night long, and I get really cold, and it's hard for me to get warmed up. Is that okay? I mean, is that, I know it's not good, but it doesn't seem like I can do anything about it.
It's what your body needs to do right now.
Okay.
Not always, but for right now.
Yeah. But it's okay with that. I mean, it can do that. And I can get up and down and change my clothes and everything without really putting too much stress on that right hip.
Yes, you can.
Okay. And can you assist me in with that right hip and healing that pain? Can you assist me in that, giving it love?
Done.
Thank you so much. And
entirely welcome.
Rod, and, namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you, Mary.
Okay. Berna, welcome.
Hi. It's me again.
Good.
Can you hear me?
Are you rousing the rabble?
Well, I don't know. I just tuned in, so can you tell me who we're talking to?
My name is Saint Germain, dear.
Oh my God, Saint Germain! It's such a pleasure.
Thank you, dear one.
My question is: when I lived on Maui, I rescued a cat from the wild cats. He's just absolutely the greatest. Love him. to pieces. Can you tell me how old?
I don't think you want to know how old he is.
Well, it doesn't matter. I won't love him any less.
Good. I still don't think you want to know.
Why don't I want to know?
Because you would associate certain realities to be going with that number.
Oh, I see.
And you don't need to do that. It doesn't serve you and it doesn't serve him.
Okay. Can you tell me when you see us living together again on Maui, Jake and I?
Yes, March 17th.
Oh, wow, that's specific. Thank you. All right, my other question
is... You're welcome.
Where am I from?
Where are you from?
Yes.
Dear one, you know that you're from a place that is far different than the planet that you're on now. Do you not?
It has to be, yes.
Yes, and it is. It's not even in this galaxy.
Oh, wow. Okay, I just want to thank you so much. And if there's, I just want to help if there's anything I can do.
The more love you can send to the world, the better, dear.
Okay, thank you very much. Namaste, Saint Germain.
Namaste, dear one.
Thank you, Verna.
Thank you, we Mary.
We look forward to having you back here on Maui.
I'm looking forward to it, too.
I know.
Or does it? I don't know if it's okay. Thank you.
Okay. Great. Okay. Can you address a message that supposedly from through Kent Dunn about something, a cancellation of free will and a return to evangelism and fundamentalism, which doesn't sound right to me at all, and yet it's something that's been touted around on some of the more acceptable sites, websites, shall I say. Is that crazy? Kind of?
There, when delusions come in many flavors. This is just one of those flavors.
That's what I thought. Yes, okay.
But they tend to occur when what is happening is so far beyond what they can grasp that they have to try to create something that reaches back to something they know.
Oh, now that's an interesting perspective.
Well, that's what happens, dear.
Expound on that?
Can I expand on that?
Yes.
The human psyche is such that given something that stretches them really far, they will, the mind will insist on creating something that goes back to something they're familiar with.
Okay, would be called a comfort zone.
Yes.
Okay, yes, that would be part of the human condition.
Yes, that is. Nice.
Yes. Okay. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah,
okay.
That's all.
All right, good. Several dates are imminent for things that are supposedly going to be of an important nature. January 14th, January 16th have been mentioned. Can you address any of that?
There's going to be some partial disclosures occurring on those dates.
Okay. Can you share how those will come out?
It is not set in concrete, but the most likely way that they will come out is an address to humanity from one of those who's been helping from the other side for many millennium.
Would that be through the emergency broadcast system?
It will occur on all the major TV networks, dear one.
So not the system itself, just the major TV.
Right.
Right. So that means the major media and their program will have to stand down for this.
Correct.
Okay, that's good. All right. That's awesome because they are being encircled more and more, shall we say?
Yes, that's a kind way to put it.
And having to either get their act together and start telling more truth or go bye-bye?
Well, they have to adapt to change like everybody else.
Yes, and some will and some won't, right? Some
correct.
On an individual basis.
Correct.
Okay. Part of that is Trump having his own TV station to be used soon after inauguration, right?
That's a symptom.
Yeah. Yes, because he can just do an end run around all the media that's been not giving the American people the truth.
The driving force in all this is humanity as a collective has decided to leave the insanity that you've been in for so long behind. So you're changing things.
Yay!
And good for you.
Oh, yay. So the human consciousness has come up enough to move some of this stuff forward.
Correct.
And that the human
And that's a cause to party. You need a
yes,
cause to party?
Party?
There's one.
Because that's been a long time coming.
It has indeed. Millenniums.
Way too long for my
yes.
my view. Okay. So, yes.
And I'm with you on that view.
Oh, this has been like excruciating, as Merlin puts it, to drag things out like this. When we know the good stuff coming.
Yes.
At least a lot of us know. Not everybody.
Many of you do. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Okay. So... let's see, what else is going on? What's happening with the current issue with chemtrails?
Those are being curtailed more and more.
But there's still a few around?
There are still a few.
Okay.
And there is still some weather engineering by those who are less than positive, shall we say.
Yes.
That does not serve and is being addressed by those of the light.
Yes.
So.
Yes, this is very, very good because they've had too long a run at manipulation through HARP and other things. Okay, good. News came out that Trump has appointed Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to head a new commission that will investigate dangerous vaccine ingredients like thermosol or just the ingredients in vaccines generally and how they're given. Is this true?
Yes.
Good. Because Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is not in favor of the vaccines as they're being used today, right?
Correct.
Especially for newborns.
Especially, yes.
Especially because... the way they used to give vaccines is they'd give one at a time and space it out. And even though I don't believe personally in vaccinations that much, at least most kids could cope with that. Whereas putting, I mean, just today a friend was telling me about a woman with a two-month-old whose doctor wanted to give her baby 12 vaccines at once, and she said no and walked out of the office, which was awesome.
And the correct response?
Yeah, that is a correct response. And my friend didn't think she had it in her, but she was so proud of her friend to do this. So good. And I understand Trump's being very careful about saying he believes in vaccines, but that they need to be done differently, like spread out and not so many of them. So he's walking a fine line there, but that seems very wise to me.
It would be nice if they could be done for the benefit of humanity.
Yes.
That would be a nice change.
That would be nice. And very yes. few of them are, right?
Correct.
Are any of them of actual value at this time?
Yes, some are.
Okay, a few.
Yes.
Okay. Good. Okay. Yeah. Cindy, welcome.
Hello, dear one.
Hi. Thank you for coming. Thanks, Jermaine.
You're welcome. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How high are you flying?
Way up there.
Good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. I didn't want to put a limit on it. That's why I said way up there.
That's good.
All around. Everywhere.
Good.
To tag on to Mary's question about Monday the 16th and your response, partial disclosure.
Yes.
So is this disclosure for just about the United States, all the corruption going on, or is this a worldwide disclosure about our galactic family? Or both?
It's for all humanity on the planet.
Okay. And you said it was going to be on TV. How about for the internet and cell phones and CB radio? Things like that.
There will be some of that as well. But the major thrust... Is going to be for those people who have no idea what is going on.
Oh, so that's why it's on TV. The people who watch TV all day.
Correct.
And just believe the junk that's on there.
Correct.
Okay.
Damn, I don't have a TV.
Oh, never fear, dear. You won't be left out.
Okay, so people won't be... Okay, that part's not important. So it'll basically be broadcasted on the United States TV or also other countries' TV.
If the country is on the planet Earth, yes.
Oh, okay, so it's not just United States media. Cool. Oh, okay. Great. So that, anything else to add to that, Mary, that since we're on this topic?
Well, remember that a lot of stuff that comes on TV is later on rerun on the internet.
That's true.
You know, yeah, a lot of the major stuff. So you should be able to access it on your computer after the announcement's made. In the, you know, okay. Not too long after.
Right. Because I was wondering about the people that have no technology. But that'll come, I guess, at a later date. Okay. So, on a different topic, is the story true that Queen Elizabeth is dead?
What do you want that answer to be, dear one?
Whatever's best for... everyone in the world.
Yes.
Okay. So the where I got this information, it also talked about a being by the name of Pindar, who is the king of the reptilians, and that he's been going through, and he's gone to the light, and he's going through and eliminating reptilians that are not coming over to the light. Is that a fantasy story, or is some of it real?
There are many ways for the good to occur, dear one.
Okay. Okay. Another question.
Yes. And yeah. Wouldn't you say that is good?
Another question, or that they can come to the light in various ways?
The latter.
Okay, that's true. I'd rather have them go on their own will, if that's the appropriate term, than being changed.
It is.
And, okay. So, I read in another place that the Galactics are pushing the Earth allies to start picking up the pace when it comes to arrest and releasing prosperity funds and the RV/CE. Is that an accurate comment?
Is that an accurate what?
Is that accurate, what I read, that the Galactics are saying, come on, you guys, pick up the pace?
Well, I think they have reason to say that, since they've been waiting millennia for this moment.
Well, hey, there's a lot of us that are saying that, too, like, come on, pick it up. So will it be picked up? Are they going to start?
I'm with you, girl. I'm with you, and yes, it will.
This part in the month of January?
It is being picked up as we speak.
Cool. Okay.
So I agree.
I
agree.
Okay. Mary, do I have room for any more questions?
Yes, go ahead, Cindy.
Okay. I do not know if this is disinfo or not. So if you could say, clarify. There's a story that's come out that the IRS in the United States is going to delay refunds for low-income people. Of course, they're the ones that need the money the most. Is that true, or is that just disinfo?
Can you think of a better way to stir up the masses?
Oh, God, yes.
That is disinfo, my dear.
Well, and you could put a positive twist on it yes, it's disinfo, but the positive part is people are going to be more receptive on Monday the 16th to the new information they're going to be given, because they're already going to be pissed off. So they'll look at the other
side. I fail to see that as a positive, dear one.
Oh, well, I just thought it would help people adjust to change for letting go of our current IRS. They would be gung-ho for it even more. So, okay.
I would suggest a different attitude. One of embracing abundance.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So that's all the questions I have at this moment. on the 16th, will any of the information be coming about what's been happening in the Antarctica?
Maybe just a little.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you for coming. Is there anything you would like to say to me specifically?
Yes. Fly higher.
Fly higher. Okay. Well, thank you very much for coming tonight, St. Germain.
My pleasure, dear one.
Okay.
Thank you, Cindy. Okay, we have Verna back. Verna?
I know. It's me again because I forgot a question. St. Germain, I have a really good friend that lives down in Scottsdale. We've known each other for 10 years and have such a strong bond. Can you tell me what's behind that?
Behind the bond?
Yes. Why we are so close.
What? Are you sure you want to know?
Yes, of course.
Okay. The two of you are part of the same soul family.
Okay.
Do you know what soul family is?
No. Well, kind of.
Tell me what you think you know.
Let me just think about that and I'll say namaste.
Namaste.
Okay.
Thank you, Verna. Okay. We have a situation here on Maui with the county council that with the recent election, we now have what appears to be 5 cabal-oriented candidates or council members now, and 4 either old ones or new ones that just got elected that are not of that ilk. Will we be able to influence any of the 5 to be more people-oriented and do what's good for Maui instead of what's good for selfish reasons?
Dear one, certain of those 5, as you call them, are going to resign.
Resign?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So there will have to be a new election right away in order to fill those slots, or the whole governance is going to change?
The whole governance is going to change, dear one. You know that.
Yes, I do know that, even at the local level.
Correct.
Yes. Okay. So it's going to soon become a moot issue as to the whole concept of the 5 versus the 4.
Yes.
What you're saying. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. That is great news. Okay. Okay, good. Let me take a quick break here. We are having the absolute pleasure of talking with St. Germain today, which is awesome. Let me give you phone numbers. If you're on a listen-only line and would like to interact with the question, the major number to call is toll-free, 888-627-6008. And the backup line is 323-744-4831. And again, our guest today is St. Germain, which is awesome because with all the changes going on in banking and government, he has been one of the major movers and shakers for centuries to bring this about. And we're very grateful, St. Germain, for you to be here today.
Thank you, dear one.
So, excuse me.
Bless you.
Thank you. So do you see us personally in a situation soon to be able to move forward with our plans for our conference center properties and so forth, say by the end of this month?
Yes, dear one. I do.
Is that 100%?
No. It's 137%.
Oh, I love that. Okay, 137. That works for me. That's also an 11, right? Yes.
Yes.
We
nice
love 11s.
Number, don't you think?
Yes. Merlin's been teaching me about it, a lot about 11s, so this is good. Okay. Do you also see us being able to move by the end of this month into the house that we have identified that's not far from us, brand new house that will hopefully be livable enough by the time we have to move? Do you see that happening?
Will the sun come up tomorrow?
Yay! So everything's going to fall into place is what you're saying as far as the contract, the money, the move, the whole show.
Correct.
Yay. Okay. I am very, very grateful for that. I know that we've done the boots on the ground work to a great degree, but we could not be accomplishing this without a lot of help from people on your side. And we're very grateful.
We are fully in favor of the work ahead of you, dear one. So we support that.
And I am grateful. And we are up for it. We sometimes look at each other and say, oh my God, this is going to be a lot of work. But I know that if we keep our vibrations high and listen and manifest, that it will go as smoothly as possible. I'm counting on that.
It will go as smoothly as you allow, dear.
Ah, all right. Well, I think he and I will talk about really big allowing and make sure
good.
We're doing that.
Oh, good.
Okay. Judy may be able to come on. She's driving. I'm not sure, but she had a question about, I did cover the chemtrails a bit with you.
Yes.
Is there anything specific you can suggest to people who feel affected by chemtrails in their area to keep their immune system strong?
What they need to do is see the skies as clear.
Okay, that works.
Make that their reality.
Okay.
And that works.
That works. So our ability to visualize is very important, is it not?
It is.
Okay. And our ability to live in the now that we want, as opposed to what may appear in front of our eyes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Can you suggest?
You could ask the one in your lap about that. He could tell you a lot about that. He's done a great job.
Okay. I'll have to bring our listeners up to speed on this. This is an ongoing saga of our two cats. The younger one, who is absolutely almost fearless, okay? Got out this afternoon. He's not fully trained on being out and coming in. And he got out, and we finally, which I've never done before, I finally just gave up. The host gave up, and later on I gave up in trying to get hold of him and bring him in. So we just left the front door open, and our other cat, Jazz, did a really beautiful job, has been doing a beautiful job of guarding this kitten and guiding him.
Absolutely.
And protecting him and probably got him to come in when he did. They came in on their own.
There is no probably about it.
Okay. Jazz brought him in.
Yes.
Okay. And Jazz has a very nice meow. And he meowed when he came in the front door so that I would know that he was there and found them both.
Yes.
Sizzle's meow is very tiny.
It will get bigger.
Yes. Well, he's learning to meow when he wants for food, but it's a little tiny squeak. But at least he's doing that rather than just sitting in front of the refrigerator.
Yes.
Jazz is teaching him a lot, is he not?
Most definitely.
Oh, Jazz is a wonderful master teacher.
That he is.
Yes. This is awesome. So anyway, Sizzle had a great time running around all 3 yards, ours and the two next door ones, either side. But fortunately, he seems not to stray. Is that correct? He knows not to stray?
He knows.
Okay. Has Jazz taught him that?
Yes, he has.
Oh, good. Because Jazz has strayed when we first moved here. He went all over the place, making his mark, shall we say?
Yes.
Yes.
And he did.
Intimidating every cat within a half mile, we were told.
Correct.
Yeah. But now that's done, so it can be local now. And local meaning the three yards here.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So, yes, Sizzle was having an absolute blast this afternoon. And I finally just gave up. He wouldn't come for his chicken. He learns once we use something on him, it can never work again. He's got to have a new tactic in order to get him. So it sounds like we can trust him more and more.
Yes, you can.
Okay. Okay, good. Good. All right. Well, I'll indulge our listeners. Thank you with the saga of Jazz and Sizzle. These cats are not just cats. These are ambassadors from the one feline, purely feline planet in the universe. They are direct imports, and therefore they carry the energies, the high energies and consciousness, actually, of the best felines on that planet, right?
Yes.
And then every cat here on Earth is either a direct import or a descendant of a direct import, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, good. That was originally new information for me. So that's kind of fun.
They have work to do, too.
They do. They're teachers. They're ambassadors. We look forward to the next animal communicator that we will use to tell us about all the things they want to say. So that should be interesting.
I think you'll get an earful.
We certainly did with Jazz in his last session, shall we say.
Yes, you did.
The email was like 2 feet long, typed single space of what he had to say from the communicator.
Mm-hmm.
She typed it all out for us, and it was just amazing. So he's quite a cat. Okay, so my sense of the incident that happened today where one of my foundations made a different choice than we had anticipated, is that, as Merlin has said, does that benefit in the long run by putting the power back on what needs to happen instead of diluting it?
Duh.
Okay. Okay. Also gave us clarity.
Yes, it did.
As to, where our donation funds are going to go, how, you know, selecting the ones, the foundations that will, that was receive some significant funding from us, appropriate to their projects, whatever their projects are. So.
Yes.
One of those is the Hildegard Stanninger Foundation. And she had talked to me years ago about some extensive materials that she has, that she wants to create a library in honor of someone very special to her. And that would, she said at that time, it would take around $1 million to create that library. Has she made any progress on that library as of this time?
Not very much, dear.
Okay. So she needs funds.
She does.
In order to do that. And it's probably more than $1 million now.
Yes, it is.
Because everything's gone up. Yes.
Okay. Correct.
So I have always planned that this is something we can do for her because she has been such an honorable foundation client and such a good lady. So we will do that.
Good.
As soon as we are able to. Which you say soon, like by the end of this month or even into early next month.
I did say something similar to that, didn't I?
Yes, you did. Yes, and I'm buying into that.
Good.
We are supporting that. Okay, Can you tell us what's going on at Standing Rock, North Dakota, at this time?
Those people need everyone's support. They're having a really rough time this winter, and there are certain forces that are manipulating the weather in their area to be even harder for them to survive. So they need your prayers, they need your love, and they need your support.
I heard through an email that sending money, it's going through a local bank there, and the bank is holding up the money. Is that true?
Yes.
How to get around that? Money orders?
Yes.
And will we be able to get an address to send money orders?
Yes, you will be able to.
Okay. So pursue whatever emails I have that I can find in my own system, my own computer system, my own email.
Yes. Why don't you ask the listeners to assist you if they have that information?
Oh, please. Anybody out there, if you know how to get money orders to the Standing Rock people, so we bypass that bank, would you please email me at my foundation at Fastmail, F like Frank, A-S-T-M-A-I-L, dot F-M, like Fastmail. That's my foundation at Fastmail, dot F-M, like Fastmail. Please email that information. I will send it out, and as soon as we have funds available, we will send money orders and recommend that others do the same. Is that the best way to help them other than the prayers and emotional support? I mean, do they need clothes? Do they need food? Or can they buy that stuff there?
You need to send them money so that they can do what they need to do.
Okay, send money. All right. We're so proud of them for holding on to their vision and their position against some very big, nasty odds.
They are providing a great service for humanity.
Yes, yes. Yes, they are.
Yes.
So we are very grateful. We do need to support them. Okay. Can you give us a current update on the real issues at Fukushima? I have heard everything from terrible to pretty much handled by the Galactics.
And what, the latter is the correct answer.
That is my sense. And I don't understand why Zap keeps saying Fukushima's first on his bad list to fix things. It doesn't need that kind of attention.
He's been sold some misinformation.
And he's bought it.
And he bought it. Yeah, that's all.
Selling is one thing. Buying into it is a different issue.
Yes.
On everything.
Yes.
We can be told a lot of stuff. And whether we choose to believe it or not is our issue, not the teller's issue. Right?
Right.
Okay. So I haven't said anything to him about this because I figured, you know, it would be probably not listen or something. Should I make the effort to make a response?
No, dear one.
No, let it go.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Can you bring us up to date on the big hunk of plastic in the Pacific Ocean west of Hawaii? I guess it's northwest. It's my understanding it's being addressed and is down from what it was. Can you bring us up to date?
It is being addressed by those who are not from your planet.
Yay! Because they've got technology from the spaceships that they can just beam down and dissolve some of that stuff, right?
Correct.
Yay. Now, I heard also there are one or two ships there addressing issues. Is that also true?
That is also true.
Okay. So there's boots on the ground as well as the Galactics.
Yes.
Helping out. Excellent. Is it down to as much as, say, half of what it was originally?
Almost.
Oh, good. Good, because my last estimate was a third. It was down a third. Now it's close to half. That is excellent. I've also heard that some fish and other life forms in the ocean have taken to some of that and made homes and so forth.
They have.
Okay, so that they're being taken care of as well?
They are.
So that they will not be harmed by the cleanup, so to speak.
Correct.
Good. All right, beautiful. Well, that would be like the Galactics to do it right.
Life is a priority.
Yes.
To those of the light.
Yes.
Yes.
I love it. Okay. Good, good, good. Okay. I'm assuming that everything with Trump is moving forward appropriately for what he can do at this time. Is that pretty much true?
What is true is that he's still having a blast doing what he needs to do.
I love it.
Yes, well, you have to take your hat off to him because he is doing what nobody else has the cojones to do.
Yes, he does.
Yes.
He has the money and the position.
Yes.
And as you said, cojones, okay. I love it. I absolutely love it. And the favorite phrase that's been running around, of course, is draining the swamp.
Yes, well. Yes. So
the alligators have to go somewhere as he drains.
Yes. Or not.
Or not. They might just give up their agenda and turn to the light.
Correct.
Some of them.
Some of them.
Yes. And the others will have to cope with where they're going.
Well, they will simply choose a different path.
Yes. And that will be such benefit to humanity.
Yes, it will.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
We have many benefits that are occurring.
Huge. Huge.
So I recommend being grateful.
We are. We are grateful. And for those who are on the front lines behind the scenes, doing this work to clean things up, arrest these people that it's way over 30,000, I understand, that the ICC identified and created arrest warrants for, that job is being done?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
And that is a good thing.
It is a very good thing. Very good thing. Oh. Sizzle just saw something from another dimension.
He did indeed.
And was it good or somebody who wants to stop us?
It was good.
It was good.
Yes.
Okay.
But it surprised him.
It surprised him.
Yes.
I remember how well Jazz protected us a year and a half ago, when we had entities from other dimensions coming in trying to stop the good that we were getting ready to do. We hadn't really started yet, and Jazz was wonderful. So maybe Sizzle now is going to learn how to do the same thing.
Is
learning. Okay.
Yes.
Is learning. I love it. Okay. All right. Well, Saint Germain, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Just one last quick thing. The World Trust that you created 2.5+ centuries ago, that is true, is it not?
Dear one, absolutely.
Yes. And anybody who doesn't believe that just isn't up to speed, right?
Everybody is welcome to believe that which they want.
True. But if they want to be on the cutting edge, they need to step up.
That is correct.
Good. Thank you so very much, Saint Germain. We are very grateful for your presence and your interaction with our callers and with me today. And thank you for all you've been doing for so long to empower this shift for humanity and the planet.
Most welcome, dear one. Namaste.
Namaste.